thinking of this afternoon and where we're going, something that's been in my heart and mind for some time, is actually the tagline that our church uses. I don't know why you ever notice it. It's on the screen at the moment. Holding forth the word of life. It's in the front hall, right across the front. I think it's a tremendous tagline or text that the church has taken and used. It's one that is very close to my own heart. It actually comes, and I put it on the screen so that everybody would know what I'm talking about tonight. Philippians chapter 2, 12 and 13, where he says, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good pleasure." And there is that great injunction to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, that we are to feel that work of God in our hearts and minds. And how is that going to work out? How is it going to come to pass? Well, he says this: do everything without complaining or arguing. Listen to that, Caroline. I think you need to hear that. And we all need to hear that, because we're very good at complaining and arguing. But here we're told, don't do it, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like the stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. As Paul looks at it, there's amazing words in that. I haven't time to unpack them tonight, but you put some of those things together about being pure and blameless and complaining, and then let the word of God seep into your heart. It begins to there. What I want to get to, but is the phrase, as you hold out the word of life. Another way of rendering it, the ESV has it, holding fast the word of life. And that's probably more accurate to the Greek word that's used for holding here. Holding fast the word of life. Holding it out. Holding it fast. Just three things to say to you about this. The first thing is the word. I remember John MacArthur. Over here, I don't know how many years ago it is, a long time, probably in the best part of 20. And I was at the event, and I thought he made a very cheap shot on this particular thing. He said, God didn't give us a video, he gave us a book. And I didn't like it that day. I really didn't like it. I mean, I thought it was an awful cheap shot we're getting here. But it stuck in me for years. It's over 20 years ago, and I still remember that it stuck. And you know, he was right. He was right. God gave us words. What else could encapsulate what's in the Bible? Could a video do it? I haven't got a DVD big enough. From eternity to eternity. And all the years in between. A tremendous thing that God has given us, the word. And words are very important, and you know, that's what I spend a lot of time talking about, is words. It's a very precious thing that God has given us. He has spoken to us. This book is not like any other novel. This book isn't like anything else in this world. The God of the universe speaks personally to you and to me. It is a wonderful thing. The entrance of God's word gives light and understanding. He speaks to us and he opens our minds to see and to grasp the truth and to understand. We have a tremendous thing in our hands, the word of God. He has given us the word, a very, very precious thing. And I say this to you, and I say it to the young folk, take time to study God's word. David put it so long ago, or the psalmist in Psalm 119, your word have I hid in my heart. We need to take God's word, this precious word, and hide it in our hearts. And there is no greater task than what Caroline is involved in and what many of you are involved in our church here, of teaching young people the word of God. Hide the word of God in their heart. Teach them the truth of God's word, the most precious thing in the world you could ever give anyone. The most precious thing in the world that you have. We have the very word of God in our hands. And the word is not only precious, but it's powerful. All the way through scripture, from the very first chapter, when God speaks, it is done. There was nothing but darkness. God said, let there be light. And there was light. And all that we see and experience come into being My word, he said, will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish the purpose to which I have sent it out. And you know, friends, it is a powerful word. It disturbs and upsets. It calms and comforts. It convicts and it converts. The word of God is more powerful than any two-edged sword. And you know, I think there's nothing more important today than we afresh give our children the word of God in all its fullness, in all its length, in all its breadth, in all its depth. Let's not just be satisfied with the simple gospel. Let's open the book from cover to cover and teach the word of God, because the word of God is what will make a difference. The word of God is that which changes everything. When God speaks, it is done. So we're holding out the word of life. You listen to people around, and the one thing that obsesses them is life. They want life. And you know, friends, there's only one source of that life, and it's by the word of God. It is the entrance of God's word that gives light and understanding. It is by the word of God that we're born again. Not with corruptible seed, not with that which perishes and passes away, not with that which is empty and wasteful and does nothing, but the word of life. That is what gives life. We are born again of the word of God. And I tell you this, there is no work of God done without the word of God. There is no work of God done without the word of God. And we must remind ourselves, it is life-giving. And it's what changes lives. You know, you can look at all the mess of people's lives, but the tremendous things when the word of God awakens, when the word of God instructs, he takes lives and he changes them and he makes them new. That has been one of the joys of my experience, is to see what the word of God can do. I know young guys that when I got my hands on them, I could have choked them. And they're in the pastorate today. I've seen families where their houses were broken and the marriage is there and they're going on with God. I've seen lives faced with terrible things changed. It gives life. It enriches life. You know, friends, you can spend all your time reading this, that, and the other thing, but the enrichment of life comes from knowing him. And the only way we know him is through the word of God. You know, there's times we talk about this. I'm not against experiences, so let me get that clear. I've had those experiences in my life of God when he has come so close and it's been so real, but it has always been to the word of God. He enriches life. He develops it. He takes us forward. He opens our minds and our understanding to grasp and to see depths and heights that we could never see or could never have imagined were there. The word of God is the word of life. It gives life, it enriches life. And as I promised this morning, just a few minutes, hold it fast. Hold it fast. And I know some of you will say to me, well, Pastor, we're a wee bit old now. My answer back is don't let go. Don't stop studying. Don't stop reading. Learn it, read it, read it, read it. One of the joys that I've had as I've ministered to you is to hear people saying, it really opened the book for me. It really helped me to see what was being said. And that's what we need to keep doing, friends. We need to hold fast to the word of God. And we need to hold it forth. That's what we've sent out Caroline to be involved in. That's what many of you are involved in with the children's work and all the things that we do here. It is that which we must do. We must hold forth the word of life. You know, I've been involved in that sort of work for years. Camps and the fun and all that is tremendous, but the one thing that makes a difference is that we share the word of God. If we give them that, who knows what God will do? Who knows what God will do with his word hidden in their heart? Who knows? Some dark night somewhere where someone's life will be changed because of a seed that was dropped. Holding forth the word of life. holding it fast, never letting it go, always grappling with the Word of God.